Every day we hear about the dysfunction and fighting in Washington, D.C. It's hard to know who to trust. That's why we need real local leaders, like our Congressman Doug LaMalfa. He's a farmer who understands our community. Doug LaMalfa isn't part of the establishment. He's one of us.
I'm Doug LaMalfa. The North State is my home and always will be. I work for you and put people above politics. I've worked to help our local veterans and the victims of the catastrophic fires, and I'm fighting to make sure everyone gets the health care they need and can afford, including those with pre-existing conditions. I'll always fight for our values and to make our community better. Jobs are coming back, and we passed one of the largest tax cuts in history for middle-income families. I'm fighting to make Washington work for you. Thanks for listening.
Real results for real people. That's our Congressman, Doug LaMalfa. He's one of us.
I'm Doug LaMalfa, and I approve this message.
Paid for and authorized by Doug LaMalfa Committee.
Conservative, quirky, from the Fox News studios in New York City. Get ready for a fresh look at the day's events. It's the Tom Shalhoub Show.
Welcome, everyone, to the Tom Shalhoub Show. Welcome, everyone, from sea to shining sea. Listening on your local radio station, at one of our many affiliates, listening on Sirius XM channel 450, or tuning in, watching us live on the TomShalhoubShow.com website on Fox News Radio. Or if you're listening on the Fox News app, you click on the Fox News app and you click listen. Some of you are on the Fox News app watching, and you clicked watch and you're watching Fox News. To all of you who are listening to me, first of all, we're going to be getting to the hearing, and we're going to go live to the testimony of Judge Kavanaugh when he starts to speak. I'm going to take some time to welcome you to the diehard radio fans of the Tom Shalhoub Show. I thank you for joining us, because what we're going to do is you're going to get the same thing you get on TV. You're going to be getting the testimony of Judge Kavanaugh. You'll be getting the questioning, and then we'll be getting comments. So this is a chance to give feedback. We already have a lot to deal with from this morning, so if you have any thoughts on credibility of the accuser, they're welcome on this show. Basically, we're going to be going to Kavanaugh. We're going to be listening to the testimony. You can keep my radio show on and keep the TV on at the same time if you want, and then I'll be taking your comments and I'll be taking your thoughts. And the thoughts that I have at the opening here before the questioning begins and we go live to it, is you can call in, and I may put you on hold and wait for a little moment in the proceedings and take your thoughts on credibility, because I've been getting messages from a lot of women that may surprise you. Not a lot of guys. To tell you the truth, none of my guys' friends have texted me, and zero male listeners have sent me emails. We'll be going live soon. Tell me when he starts the testimony. He's drinking his water now. But I've been getting a lot of emails from women who are not in the bubble, and they have very different things to say than many of our commentators on Fox News and I'm sure all the other cable channels. So I'd be interested to hear what you think of that and her credibility, because all over cable news from the right and the left and even from Republican senators, we're hearing a lot of, well, obviously very credible testimony, and I'm wondering if you agree with it. So we'll get your thoughts on that. 833-852-4866. We're still waiting to get started. Why don't we take, we got a call in here, so why don't we go to Murph and see what he says. He's got some advice, because I know Grassley's going to drone on for a while, and Murph is probably more interesting than Grassley. Murph, welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Hey, so what do you think? What's your advice?
I think they should pull Kavanaugh immediately. I put Amy Coney Barrett up there and let her get confirmed before the midterms. Open a full-blown FBI investigation into the women and Kavanaugh, both sides, completely. When he's found innocent, he can sue all four of these women that are going after him. And when Ginsburg retires after Trump's re-election in 2020, they put him right back up again because he's already been fully investigated and fully cleared.
Well, assuming, Murph, so I can see you're coming from the conservative side, and you think he's being mistreated, and you think he should be suing, so you don't think these are credible allegations, but you say pull it. I haven't heard that before, but that's strictly a strategic thing, right?
if they keep going after him, they're going to keep it through the midterms. And if, God forbid, Democrats do win the midterms, you're not going to get anybody in there.
Well, it may be good advice, Murph, and we'll see tomorrow. What I would say is you got to wait till tomorrow. I think they're still going to hold the vote. And if they can get the votes, which I still think they can, because to my interpretation of this so far, there's still no facts. I thought there might be something besides. I know you've been hearing and you've been seeing people, on cable news, pulling their hair out and saying, "Oh, this is very dangerous." I saw Judge Napolitano. I saw Chris Wallace saying that Republicans are in trouble here. I got the opposite impression, but I'm a very dispassionate person. Also, I've been hearing from a lot of women. Murph, thanks for the call. Let's go live to the hearing now. It's Judge Kavanaugh, and you'll be hearing from me. I'll chime in, but let's go to Judge Kavanaugh.
Thank you for allowing me to make my statement. I wrote it myself yesterday afternoon and evening. No one has seen a draft or it, except for one of my former law clerks. This is my statement. Less than 2 weeks ago, Dr. Ford publicly accused me of committing wrongdoing at an event more than 36 years ago, when we were both in high school. I denied the allegation immediately, categorically, and unequivocally. All four people allegedly at the event, including Dr. Ford's longtime friend, Ms. Kaiser, have said they recall no such event. Her longtime friend, Ms. Kaiser, said under penalty of felony that she does not know me and does not believe she ever saw me at a party ever. Here is the quote from Ms. Kaiser's attorney's letter. Quote, simply put, Ms. Kaiser does not know Mr. Kavanaugh, and she has no recollection of ever being at a party or gathering where he was present, with or without Dr. Ford. End quote. Think about that fact. The day after the allegation appeared, I told this committee that I wanted a hearing as soon as possible to clear my name. I demanded a hearing for the very next day. Unfortunately, it took the committee 10 days to get to this hearing. In those 10 long days, as was predictable and as I predicted, my family and my name have been totally and permanently destroyed by vicious and false additional accusations. The 10-day delay has been harmful to me and my family, to the Supreme Court, and to the country. When this allegation first arose, I welcomed any kind of investigation, Senate, FBI, or otherwise. The committee now has conducted a thorough investigation, and I've cooperated fully. I know that any kind of investigation, Senate, FBI, Montgomery County Police, whatever, will clear me. Listen to the people I know. Listen to the people who have known me my whole life. Listen to the people I've grown up with and worked with and played with and coached with and dated and taught and gone to games with and had beers with. And listen to the witnesses who allegedly were at this event 36 years ago. Listen to Ms. Kaiser. She does not know me. I was not at the party described by Dr. Ford. This confirmation process has become a national disgrace. The Constitution gives the Senate an important role in the confirmation process, but you have replaced advice and consent with search and destroy. Since my nomination in July, there's been a frenzy on the left to come up with something, anything, to block my confirmation. Shortly after I was nominated, the Democratic Senate leader said he would, quote, oppose me with everything he's got. A Democratic senator on this committee publicly referred to me as evil. Evil. Think about that word. And said that those who supported me were, quote, complicit in evil. Another Democratic senator on this committee said, quote, Judge Kavanaugh is your worst nightmare. A former head of the Democratic National Committee said, quote, Judge Kavanaugh will threaten the lives of millions of Americans for decades to come. I understand the passions of the moment, but I would say to those senators, your words have meaning. Millions of Americans listened carefully to you. Given comments like those, is it any surprise that people have been willing to do anything, to make any physical threat against my family, to send any violent email to my wife, to make any kind of allegation against me and against my friends, to blow me up and take me down? You sowed the wind. For decades to come, I fear that the whole country will reap the whirlwind. The behavior of several of the Democratic members of this committee at my hearing a few weeks ago was an embarrassment. But at least it was just a good old-fashioned attempt at borking. Those efforts didn't work. When I did at least okay enough at the hearings that it looked like I might actually get confirmed, a new tactic was needed. Some of you were lying in wait and had it ready. This first allegation was held in secret for weeks by a Democratic member of this committee and by staff. It would be needed only if you couldn't take me out on the merits. When it was needed, this allegation was unleashed and publicly deployed over Dr. Ford's wishes. And then, as no doubt was expected, if not planned, came a long series of false last-minute smears designed to scare me and drive me out of the process before any hearing occurred. Crazy stuff. Gangs, illegitimate children, fights on boats in Rhode Island. All nonsense reported breathlessly and often uncritically by the media. This has destroyed my family and my good name, a good name built up through decades of very hard work and public service at the highest levels of the American government. This whole two-week effort has been a calculated and orchestrated political hit, fueled with apparent pent-up anger about President Trump and the 2016 election, fear that has been unfairly stoked about my judicial record, revenge on behalf of the Clintons, and millions of dollars in money from outside left-wing opposition groups. This is a circus. The consequences will extend long past my nomination. The consequences will be with us for decades. This grotesque and coordinated character assassination will dissuade competent and good people of all political persuasions from serving our country. And as we all know, in the United States political system of the early 2000s, what goes around comes around. I am an optimistic guy. I always try to be on the sunrise side of the mountain, to be optimistic about the day that is coming. But today, I have to say that I fear for the future. Last time I was here, I told this committee that a federal judge must be independent, not swayed by public or political pressure. I said I was such a judge, and I am. I will not be intimidated into withdrawing from this process. You've tried hard. You've given it your all. No one can question your effort. But your coordinated and well-funded effort to destroy my good name and destroy my family will not drive me out. The vile threats of violence against my family will not drive me out. You may defeat me in the final vote, but you'll never get me to quit. Never. I'm here today to tell the truth. I've never sexually assaulted anyone, not in high school, not in college, not ever. Sexual assault is horrific. One of my closest friends to this day is a woman who was sexually abused and who in the 1990s, when we were in our 30s, confided in me about the abuse and sought my advice. I was one of the only people she consulted. Allegations of sexual assault must always be taken seriously, always. Those who make allegations always deserve to be heard. At the same time, the person who is the subject of the allegations also deserves to be heard. Due process is a foundation of the American rule of law. Due process means listening to both sides.
Tell me when we got a break, guys.
As I told you at my hearing 3 weeks ago, I'm the only child of Martha and Ed Kavanaugh. They're here today. When I was 10, my mom went to law school, and as a lawyer, she worked hard and overcame barriers, including the workplace sexual harassment that so many women faced at the time and still face today. She became a trailblazer, one of Maryland's earliest women prosecutors and trial judges. She and my dad taught me the importance of equality and respect.
We're going to be going to a break in just a few seconds here, guys. If you're flipping back and forth between the radio and the TV, feel free to do that, but come back and join us. This is the Tom Shalhoub Show, and we have live testimony of Judge Kavanaugh. Very riveting. We'll be back.
You're listening to Tom Shalhoub.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-6934 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-6934. Again, that's 800-318-6934.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-545-0785. That's 1-800-545-0785. Again, 1-800-545-0785.
We learned it the hard way. Wildland fire is a fact of life for us. The only real protection for your home and property is defensible space. Remove ladder fuels, brush, and trees that can take the fire right into your house. But cleaning up your landscape is a big job, and Cal North Forestry is up to the task. They are the professionals. Cal North Forestry. Give your home the best chance at survival. For a free estimate, call 209-9473. 209-9473.
Hi, Lance back here, president of North State Security. Celebrating our 50th year of operations in Northern California, I wish to thank the Shasta County community for such great support over the last 5 decades. In appreciation, North State Security is having a contest. We are giving away $1,000 in gift certificates, $500 from R&R Meats, and $500 from Costco to the individual who come closest to guessing the total number of accrued man hours of North State Security officers have worked throughout the past 50 years. North State Security allows but one entry per family. Provide your guests for total hours worked in the 50-year period. Full name, home address, and phone number, then submit either in person or by mail to our headquarters. That is North State Security at 1970 Hartnell Avenue, zip code 96002. The winner will be announced Friday, November 30th. Submit your pick on total number of hours security officers have worked in the past 50 years for a chance at $1,000 in gift certificates. Submit on a full sheet of paper in person or mail to North State Security at 1970 Hartnell Avenue. Best of luck and stay safe.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind. Right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460 AM.
The sub above difference is the silver lining. Order Jersey Mike's for your game day party, and rest assured that even if your team doesn't win, your mouth does. Victory is all yours. Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above. The sub above difference is the shortcut. Just order online, avoid the line, and grab a sub with your name on it. Congrats. You're now the envy of the entire line. Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
Jersey Mike's, next to Trader Joe's off of Hilltop.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
Our sponsors support us. We hope you'll support them. Tell them you heard it on KCNR 1460.
Tom Shalhoub, back with the Tom Shalhoub Show. We are covering the live hearings of Judge Kavanaugh, and we just recently heard some pretty emotional testimony. We're going to be going, hopefully, live again to this testimony after the break at the bottom of the hour, and I want you to keep tuning back in. I want to hear that soundbite of that emotional testimony. But let's go to Gilbert in Apache Junction, Arizona, because I just want to get his take on Dr. Ford's testimony. You found it credible or not credible?
Absolutely not credible.
That's interesting. That's the first guy I heard from. I did get a lot of messages from women. I won't tell you who it was, but people I know. But not credible from the very beginning, even when she was reading her statement?
Yeah. Well, here's the problem. It wasn't that long ago she couldn't remember anything other than her name and Kavanaugh's name. She didn't remember what she was wearing, where she was at, where the party happened, the day it happened, the month, nothing. Today it's more detailed than I can remember what I did yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah, Gilbert, thanks.
I mean, how do you go from that to that, you know?
Thank you for your perspective, Gilbert. And Claire in New York City.
Yes. I just want to say I've conducted forensic interviews, and what I saw in the last 5 minutes being pointed out is that they wanted an FBI investigation, which they were told it was still going to be he said, she said. They rushed to get her a lie detector test, which we know what those prove. So if they would have initially requested a forensic interview, to me it would have been more logical instead of grooming.
Yep.
They did what we would call grooming.
Yep.
And the point being also when she went from a happy face and the minute Booker started talking, oh, she looked like she was going to cry. And then the same when she went with a happy face talking to the prosecutor and then somebody from Democrats, she looked like she was going to cry.
That's now, interesting, Claire. This is what I heard from women, too. The voice and the emotional voice, you thought it smacked of a little bit of drama. Is that right?
What it was is also I could use my little girl voice, and you would think that I was emotionally hurt and damaged, and I've lived through so much trauma. Let me tell
Claire,
you.
Claire, that's interesting. I know. This is what I've. This is similar to some stuff I've heard. We're going to a break now, and then we'll come back with live stuff. Claire, thanks for that feedback. You know, Claire says the kind of things a guy like me can't say, but that's quite interesting. The number is 833-852-4866. Please come back and see us.
The annual Reading East Rotary Ducky Derby is coming September 30th at Reading's Caldwell Park. Be a part of the Reading East Rotary's effort to keep our kids drug and alcohol free. First prize is a 16-sleeper houseboat vacation from Shasta Marina, valued at $2,700. Details on all the other amazing prizes, sponsor, or ticket information go to readingduckyderby.com or call 225-8583. The 29th Annual Ducky Derby, September 30th in Caldwell Park. Get your tickets today. Brought to you by KCNR 1460 AM.
The Cascade Theater welcomes the Kingston Trio back to Reading for a concert performance Saturday, September 29th. These legendary pop folk icons are celebrating their 60th anniversary with a concert tour. Don't miss the Kingston Trio, Saturday, September 29th at the Cascade. Get tickets today at 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite-lined roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
Hey, you getting hungry?
Yeah, hungry as a bear.
Oh, yes, the eternal question. What's for lunch?
Fast food?
Nah, I want something that didn't come in a bag.
Someplace fancy.
No, I want a place that has a down-home atmosphere, serves good portions, and has consistently good food.
My friend, you just described Black Bear Diner. They started just up the road in Mount Shasta. They have carried that feeling of home-cooked meals at a great price to more than 100 locations.
They're on Hilltop Drive in Reading. What's that?
It's time to feed the inner bear.
Black Bear Diner.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Light Church in Bella Vista. Are you aware there are at least 7 million people in California who call themselves Christians? And of them, less than 15% will vote this coming election. If we are to survive the continuing moral decay of our California political leaders, every Christian must stand up, be counted, and vote. In order to return to godly moral values, Christians must vote according to the principles of the Bible. Regardless of your political party, please vote for candidates who believe in and live the values taught in the Word of God. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place.
OSPShasta.org/changetheculture.
Hi, I'm Holly from Holly Bail Bonds. We have been locally owned and serving our community since 1992. We need to stop the Bail Reform Act. SB 10 endangers public safety and will cost taxpayers millions. Bail is a vital public safety tool that ensures people who have been arrested for crimes will return to court for trial. What can you do to help protect our community from SB 10? Come to Holly Bail Bonds, located at 1737 Placer Street, and sign our petition to stop the threat to honest citizens and put SB 10 to a public vote.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
Tom Shalhoub, back with the Tom Shalhoub Show. I'm glad I gave out the number at the top, and we are hearing a live testimony of the Kavanaugh hearings. My number is 833-852-4866. And I want to play, you've got it, Josh, so let's play the emotional testimony that I wasn't able to get to before the break. Oh, he needs a second. It's all right. You can cue it up and relax. Don't just press go. I'm going to take Lynn in Columbus, Ohio. Lynn, you have a thought about the Professor Ford's testimony.
Hi. Yeah, I did not find it credible whatsoever.
You did not. Now, why was it that the Fox News panel that came back after her testimony was completed, including guys like Chris Wallace and everybody else on the panel that I saw there, said, wow, this is dangerous and very credible? Why do you think they said that?
I saw that, too. I have no idea, because she did not give any information on how she got there, I mean, how she got home. There's no witnesses, nobody to say that, you know, this happened. I don't understand why anybody would even believe it at all.
And
it's purely political.
Do you want to go a step further than some people said? The furthest anyone has gone so far, I'm talking about Republican or Democrat, would be to say, well, she, and even Justice Kavanaugh recently said it live. He said, I have no reason to doubt she was assaulted, but, that was not me. Other people said maybe it was she forgets and has mistaken identity. Do you go further, Lynn, in doubting that there's any credibility to it or that there was any incident?
I don't even know if there was actually an incident. At first I thought maybe there was. But now I'm starting to think maybe the whole thing was made up just because there's nobody that can even corroborate anything.
Yeah.
I mean, and she's just very vague about everything. I at first thought that maybe she was a victim of something, but it could have been mistaken identity.
Yeah.
But there's too many holes in the story.
Too many holes. Lynn, thanks for the call. And now, Josh, you got that queued up. He's talking about the fact that he has no reason to doubt on that note, no reason to doubt that she was assaulted. And then he talks to his kids as they said their prayers. Go ahead.
The other night, Ashley and my daughter Liza said their prayers. And little Liza, all of 10 years old. Said to Ashley, we should pray for the woman. It's a lot of wisdom from a 10-year-old. We mean no ill will.
I don't know. If I were falsely accused, I don't know if I would have that, be able to take that approach myself. Before we go back to live, I want to go back to some live testimony because I've been hearing he's kind of ticking off the testimony and he's kind of dismantling her testimony with a series of numbered rebuttals. And it's pretty compelling. Let's take Brian and Raymond, Mississippi, his thoughts about the what do you think? This is the beginning of the end of what, Brian?
Like I said, the day after she came forward, this is the beginning of the end of the Me Too movement. I mean, they had everybody, including me, who was willing to listen and believe every woman every time. I mean, look at Harvey Weinstein, Matt Lauer, Charlie Rose, I mean, on and on. And they were all telling the truth. And then Judge Roy Moore, they slandered that man. He lost the election. I mean, there was all this outrage and anger towards Judge Roy Moore, then all of a sudden he loses the election, all the women have gone away.
So you think it just it goes you're saying it goes all the way back to there. Well, Brian, thanks for the call. I want to get to the standard, like he said. Brian thinks this is the beginning of the end of the Me Too movement. What do you think of that? That is the takes I was getting from women this morning. This is like a definition of the bubble. And Molly Hemingway was tweeting about it, and I'll read some of your tweets later. Some of the friends of hers that were sending her messages, and she was posting them on Twitter. I wasn't going that far. This has all been a private thing for me because some of my friends don't want to have themselves exposed. But as women go, there's this perception, and I've saw it on Fox News panels, and I keep mentioning Chris Wallace because he really thought that this was a credible thing, and this is a disaster for Republicans. But the Kavanaugh Standard by Daniel Henninger. The Kavanaugh Standard, and he's talking about the fact that the American system of politics will be conducted in the future on the Kavanaugh Standard. And the Kavanaugh Standard will hold that any decision requiring a deliberative consideration of considered positions can and should be decided on just one thing, belief. Belief is sufficient. Nothing else matters. And that's what you're hearing from people. That's why half the committee has already said, I believe her. That's why it's all over Twitter. I believe her. And that's all that matters. Now we're hearing some very powerful testimony from Judge Kavanaugh. And is he going to be able to demolish what Daniel Henninger called the Kavanaugh Standard, which is not really his standard, but the Dr. Blasey Ford Standard? Let me ask Sharon in Valdosta, Georgia.
Hello, thank you for taking my call. Can you hear me?
I can, Sharon.
I am outraged. I am watching this live on NBC.
Yeah.
And in the camera on either side of Judge Kavanaugh's wife are the attorneys for Ford.
Oh, yeah, I'm looking at his face. Yeah, I'm looking at that bearded mug staring over her shoulder right now. You're right.
Right, and look on her other shoulder. That's the woman.
She's making faces, too. I just saw a couple of screenshots on social media.
Now, who did this?
Yeah.
It's absolutely political, and I'm outraged that they can be there the whole time he's giving his opening statement.
Yeah.
And probably through the whole thing. Somebody needs to demand that they get out of there.
Well, plus the Republicans are supposed to be running this thing, right? Because they're the ones, they're the majority.
Yeah.
Grassley's making the rules, so once again, he got a little played on this. Can you imagine, Sharon? And we're talking about the screen, the stuff on the TV screen. Some people, if you're driving in your trucks, I know we have a lot of people on the road listening to the radio show, but a lot of our audience is, you're juggling multiple devices, which is why I want to thank everybody again for joining us on the show, because I think that most people are glued to their TVs, and maybe some of you have your radios on as well, so you're kind of multitasking. Well, Sharon makes the observation that the glowering, the stares over the shoulder of Kavanaugh's wife of these attorneys. Can you imagine, Sharon, if it were attorneys for Kavanaugh staring over the shoulder of Dr. Blasey Ford? You know what we would see? Just like we saw during that debate with Donald Trump, that he was stalking Hillary Clinton. You remember that, Sharon? She does. Thank you. Thank you for the call, Sharon. Boy, this is very emotional testimony. I mean, I'm having a little laugh here at her observations, but it's true. Before we take a break, let's take another call. Angela in Youngstown, Ohio.
Yes, hi. I listened to Dr. Ford's testimony earlier today, and I was outraged at how fake it was.
You were.
In my opinion.
Angela, I've been chicken to say it. You notice I haven't said it. I'm not going to say it because, like I said, I've been hearing from women, and I don't want to be saying, oh, she's not believable, but I've heard a lot of that, Angela.
I graduated in 1983, all right? I remember high school. It was a long time ago, but I remember events that happened with me, things that weren't so pleasant maybe, and I would be able to talk about it without crying and boo-hooing. And this is a professional psychologist, for God's sake. She's not a wimpy person, so I can't believe she couldn't just talk about this. I mean, she wasn't raped, if it even happened, which I don't believe it happened. He is supposedly, from her testimony, laid on top of her. Big freaking deal. So what? She's going to cry about that? And then she said something about she had a one-piece bathing suit on under her clothes, which made her think he was going to rape her. Why would a one-piece bathing suit under your clothes lead you to think you're going to get raped? That made no sense to me at all. Like, usually you have a bra and underwear on, which would make it easier to be raped.
right?
I guess. That bit of detail. It's funny because did you think that the for someone who, you know, this is just an observation and another thing, it's based on some of the messages I got. Did you think it was strange, the level of detail with the, she called ping-ponging off the walls on the way down, the fabric that she was wearing, the clothes, the level of detail is very high. Yeah, but some of the...
More detailed.
When the details are so high, Angela...
Just talk about it.
Yeah.
Right.
And that you can have such detail, and I guess you could have someone say that this happens a lot, that they have detail about the assault, but then other details are not there. But do you think the idea that she was able to stand without unchallenged and say 100% sure that it was Brett Kavanaugh, but then say, not be required to say what percent of assurance she can give us that the other four people were in the room, the other four people were there, and all, rather, the three witnesses that she mentioned, because it's been three or four that her testimony has changed, she wasn't able to give us assurance that those people were there, and they've said they weren't there. So, you see what I mean?
That's right. And you're saying how many women are saying the same thing I am, and that's right there. You know, I'm a woman. I feel for women who have actually been assaulted, and this is a travesty. That this is going to make people not believe women who have actually been assaulted. I do not fully do not believe. And one more thing.
Yep.
He's talking about now, Brett Kavanaugh, that he had a diary. I have an older brother who did the exact same thing. He's had a diary since he was like in seventh grade. And every time we want to know what happened on that date, we ask him. And I believe that diary should be looked at because he kept this diary just about his whole adult life, you know, since he was young. And he's saying that on those dates, he was not there. He has everything documented.
Yeah.
So there's more proof than what she's giving. So, yeah, I feel for the guy. I hope he can get through this.
Predictions? You think he'll make it through? She has to get the votes. Will they vote tomorrow? Or will he be confirmed, Angela?
Yeah, I think he will be. Mm-hmm. I think he will be, and I'm gonna pray that he does because I think he's gonna be a great justice if he can get through this terrible process.
Angela, thanks for the call. I'll give the number out again: 833-852-4866. Maybe when we come back from the break, we'll be able to go live again. I mean, I've been monitoring this. I got one ear on the hearings, and I got one ear on my on the phones here, and I love your feedback. Before I go to the break, let me play a soundbite from Megyn Kelly. This is a very interesting sound from this morning.
The Democrats should be happy that this is not a trial, because if it were, she would likely lose. He would be afforded the presumption of innocence. She would have to prove it beyond a reasonable doubt. We're 36 years out. She has no corroborating witnesses. And she'd have a jury, as does Brett Kavanaugh, that's completely biased and has made up its mind going into the proceeding. This would be a nightmare criminal trial.
Megyn Kelly said something that from a lawyer's point of view, is absolutely true. The reason I played that was she was getting eviscerated on social media over it, the idea that she would say that, when in fact, it's a really simple statement, and it's not even controversial. Of course, if this were a trial, she would lose. Because the amount, she said 100%, sure, but she's provided 0% of evidence, and evidence is what we need, unless, as Daniel Henninger says, we're going by the new Kavanaugh standard. 833-852-4866. We'll be back on the Tom Shalhoub Show.
Go to TomShalhoub.com, SHILLUE, and find links to Tom's Twitter and Facebook to stay connected with the show.
History is going to look back at President Trump as the president who defined leadership. He's already passed the first major tax reform in 30 years. Unemployment's at an 18-year low. Jobless claims are now the lowest since 1973, while the Dow Jones celebrates its highest level ever. To celebrate these milestone achievements of our 45th president, Noble Gold has minted an exclusive collector's piece, the 2020 President Trump Freedom Coin. One side's got an image of Donald Trump in all his glory, while the other side lists all his major achievements. This commemorative 1-ounce coin is the only presidential Trump coin made of 99.9% silver, not silver plating. And it's IRA approved. As the price of silver rises, so will the value of these coins. You'll want to hold on to this collector's item for generations. Go to TrumpCoin2020.com and use code Donald to save $5 per coin. Or text Donald to 511-511. Go to TrumpCoin2020.com for the silver 2020 President Trump Freedom Coin. Available for a limited time only. Go to TrumpCoin2020.com today. Standard text rates may apply.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-316-4935. That's 800-316-4935. 800-316-4935.
Yeah, he'll stop. I have the right of way. Or will he? Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision Repair. Don't count on it. He or she might be texting, changing the station on the radio, or breaking up a fight in the back seat. Don't take that chance. Lives are at stake. Distracted driving is a danger to us all. You can be proactive in preventing an accident. There's not much you can do when you're sitting in your car and they back into your door. If this happens to you, come see us. We're located at the south end of East Side Road just before Gervin. With your claim number, we can handle your entire claim process. Our quality repairs and friendly service will have you recommending Coachmaster to all your friends and family. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hey, this is Coral and Linda Pott.
Join us weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
right here on Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
Shalou. Back with the Tom Shalou Show. I made a pretty good point before the break, and I'll just elaborate on it here quickly. I want to play this sound for you first. This is from Dr. Ford, and she is asked about how sure it was she was, because she has a lot of problems with her memory about that day, not just problems with some details. She doesn't know where or when it happened. She doesn't know where the house was. She doesn't know so many things, so she was asked, how sure you are that it was Kavanaugh?
I'm asking you to address this new defense of mistaken identity directly. Dr. Ford, with what degree of certainty do you believe Brett Kavanaugh assaulted you?
100%.
100%.
Okay, so I was kind of impressed by the Republican's questioner. She's an expert in sex crimes, and she's a good questioner, and she was kind of dismantling testimony in a very gentle way, very effective at that, more effective than the Republicans would have been. And the one thing that I thought was missing, and you guys can correct me if I'm wrong, but I never saw anything close to this, which she should have been asked by the Republican side. She should have been asked that question again. How certain are you that it was Brett Kavanaugh? And I assume she would say, once again, 100%. And then the next question would be, what percentage of certainty can you give me about where the event took place? I assume the answer would be 0%, because she says she doesn't know where it took place. Maybe she would say, I don't know, 2%? Or she doesn't seem to know, but she knows it was kind of in a certain area. She actually testified that it was about halfway between the country club and her home. That's what she said. Then I would ask her, you testified that it was halfway between the country club and home. How certain are you that it was in a an area that was, you know, between somewhere near being halfway between the home and the country club that you testified? How certain are you of that location within, you know, even a 10-block radius? How certain are you of that? And see if she would answer 100%, because she doesn't seem to be 100%. I would then ask, how certain are you that the three other people you describe as being at the party were there? How certain are you that your lifelong friend was at that party? Because the lifelong friend has testified under oath that she wasn't at the party. I don't know why they didn't ask her those questions, because that answer of 100% is going to be echoed by her champions. She's 100% sure it was Brett Kavanaugh, but I don't know why they didn't put her on the spot and ask her a series of percentage-based questions. How certain are you that it was, because she did testify at one point that Kavanaugh pushed her in the room. How certain are you that Kavanaugh pushed you in the room? Because then she said she wasn't sure that it was Kavanaugh, that it could have been one of the two, Kavanaugh or the other guy named Mark Judge. So she wasn't forced to say a percentage of any of her other memories, because some of those memories go as low as 0%. Do you see what I mean? Adam in Billings, Montana.
Hey, Tom.
Hey.
The thing that I have a problem with this is, okay, so she was assaulted. She was willing to scream, and he covered her mouth. And then she is able to exit the room, and she doesn't tell a single soul. It wasn't actual, you know, didn't actually intercourse or anything, but she was ready to fight, and then she just clams up and doesn't say anything. Being a parent of a sexual assault child, they talk, especially something like that. I mean, she could play it off as, you know, what a coward or whatnot and stuff, but she would confide in someone.
Yes,
best
so
friend, parents.
You so know. You're saying that that while there have been explanations and different experts saying there's a, and there was a hashtag the other day we talked about the idea that people said why I didn't speak up, but you're saying that you think that you understand why people don't speak up or report it to the police, but you're saying that it's not credible that she didn't tell a soul, friend, acquaintance, or family until 2012, right?
Right, and she was in fight mode. She was resisting, you know, if she's going to scream out and stuff. So she wasn't in coward mode. She
yeah.
was in resist mode.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden she doesn't say anything. It doesn't make any sense. I mean, she burns herself right there. I used to, like, think maybe something did happen and stuff, but after hearing the testimony and stuff, I'd honestly have to say I don't believe it happened at all. And she's, like, she's making
Black
it look
credible.
Bad.
Okay, we're going to a break. Adam, thank you so much for the call. 833-852-4866. We're going to continue with coverage. We're going to be bringing you live coverage. We're going to be taking your calls. Get your feelings. Get your feedback. This is what talk radio is about. This is Tom Shalhoub.
No holds barred talk. Can't miss documentaries, specials, and more. Plus your favorite Fox News personalities. This is our time, and this is going to be our place. Fox Nation, coming soon. Sign up for updates and be the first to know. Go to foxnation.com now. The Fox News Rundown is a weekly morning podcast that dives deep into the major and controversial stories of the day. Hosted by the anchors of Fox News Radio. Subscribe now to hear a perspective of news you won't find anywhere else. Find it now on foxnewspodcasts.com. Bill Hemmer and Sandra Smith.
We hit the door at 110 miles an hour every morning. And if we're not moving at that speed, our colleagues will fly right by us.
Our job is to facilitate smart conversations so that the people who are watching us can better understand what's happening in the world.
To go deeper, to find a different question that other people are not asking. That's the real challenge.
To give it to you straight, bad or good, like it or not, deliver the news.
Fox News Channel, real news, real honest opinion.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco.